You've got personal and business needs. We have professionals who can get the job done right. Let's talk. You're listening to BusinessRadioInterview.com. Here is your show host, Brian French.
Hi, this is Brian French with BusinessRadioInterviews.com. Today, our special guest is Matt Raines, and Matt is an appraiser, and he serves the San Diego County area, as well as the Riverside County area in Southern California. He handles and works with real estate appraisals in Allied Gardens, Clermont, La Mesa, and all the surrounding areas of San Diego and Riverside counties. You can reach Matt directly at telephone number 877-522-8122, and you can email Matt at matt@rainsgroup, that's rainsgrp.com. Matt, welcome to the BusinessRadioInterviews.com radio show.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it.
Matt, I know you've been in business many years, but when you started, what made you decide to become an appraiser?
I decided to become an appraiser because it's a business that allows you a very diverse day. I like the field of real estate to begin with, but I'm not a salesman type individual. You know, I don't like pushing a product on people in that sense. I like to perform a service for people, something that we all know that they need. And so when I saw appraising, that worked for me. And it's a job that allows me to spend a large amount of time out in the field meeting people.
I bet you. Especially in Southern California, I can't imagine a nicer place to be out looking at some cool pieces of real estate. What has been your biggest, what is the biggest challenge facing appraisers in general in their Southern California market?
Well, I think the biggest challenge for appraisers overall the past few years has just been the tremendous change in the market and the way that business is done. Ever since the bank meltdowns, they have reorganized and actually instituted a new language in which appraisers must use in their appraisals. And fortunately, the average person would look at the appraisal and maybe not know how to read it. But this has been the biggest challenge of how do we convey our point to the general public, because the appraisal more or less is written for big banks these days.
So they're trying to basically make appraisal documents easier for consumers to understand and comprehend what they state.
Well, the banks don't care about the consumer as far as the appraisal is concerned. They want the appraisal written so that their softwares on their side can read them. So unfortunately, the consumer, that is the actual homeowner, when they get the appraisal, won't really understand all the abbreviations and the verbiage in it. And this is just part of the whole bank meltdown and them rewriting all the laws. But so my biggest challenge is how do I relate my opinion well enough so that the homeowner can understand it.
Very good. So is that part of the report?
Absolutely. We will try and write numerous paragraphs and spell it out in the addendum of the report. This is our section where we can kind of freelance and write paragraphs to be descriptive of our opinion.
That's great. Matt, what are some of the other things that you do to help people as an appraiser?
Well, appraisals can serve many different purposes. A lot of times people can find themselves in a divorce, unfortunately, and they need to look at the value of their home because they may or may not need to be splitting that amongst their soon-to-be divorced partner. So a lot of times when I go out and I perform appraisals, it can be for a divorce or it can be for an estate, but a lot of times I like to help people in establishing a very strong, credible opinion of value that could stand up under any sort of scrutiny.
Right. I can see that could be very, very important as far as, you know, your objective versus the two parties. And, you know, anytime you get two people in a room, they're going to have, you know, two sets of opinions. And most certainly they're not objective when it comes to valuing. So a independent party would be the best one to make that kind of judgment. And obviously you have the resources and skills and experience to determine, is it market value or is it, what is the terminology used as an appraiser? What do you use? Is it called market value
An appraiser's job is to establish what is called fair market value. Essentially, what that means is I need to establish the value of your home if it was to be put on the market the day that I am actually performing the appraisal. So when you get, if I look at your house on April 20th, the report that I give back to you will be what your home could sell for that exact day.
Right. And that's probably a gross value because there's plenty of expenses in selling a house. So it's kind of that gross asking price is what a lot of people use when evaluation is done.
That's exactly what it'll be, a gross value. It has nothing to do with the real estate transaction itself. It is just establishing the what it would be the expected final sales price of that particular day.
And I can imagine also when dealing with estates, a lot of times we deal with, we have websites that deal with probate and estate work, and we work with a lot of estate attorneys. And it's quite common for people that are, siblings to disagree and argue, and to have somebody come in and give a fair market value on the date of death of the decedent that is the basis of distributing assets. So real estate oftentimes is the largest asset in an estate and is probably one of the most important things to get valued properly.
Yes, absolutely. Unfortunately, when it comes to real estate and money, people tend to be very emotional. And so they will, their opinions are based more on emotion as opposed to the facts. And so, yes, having an unbiased, trained party come in and perform a professional appraisal to receive that professional document, so that could stand up in any court of law to resolve that issue, is, I think, a very important step in properly evaluating an estate.
And it protects the executor or personal representative from some liability when they're able to go to a professional. You know, if somebody just used the appraisal of, let's say, a realtor, that would be certainly open to scrutiny at a later date and could entail some fiduciary issues for somebody handling an estate. So I think it's critical for whether it be the probate attorney or estate attorney or the executor, the PR, to deal with an appraiser who can give that fair market value at the date of death of the decedent.
If there's a piece of real estate within an estate that needs to be divided, I couldn't imagine being able to divide that piece of real estate properly amongst the estates without a professional appraiser.
Exactly. Great. What segments of appraising do you like best?
I've been in appraising for about 15 years, and I've seen a lot of different housing types over the years. And the more challenging the property is, the more interesting it is to me. And so with that being said, the most challenging segment in residential real estate appraising, I believe, is apartment buildings, because they offer a very diverse range of property types. There, you will not find cookie-cutter apartments like you do find in tract housing, and that's why tract housing is so easy to appraise. The segment that is interesting me more these days is looking at apartment buildings and doing the incomes and evaluating them from that aspect.
What has been the biggest change in the appraisal business over, let's say, the last 10 years or so? Regulation, I take it, is a big issue?
The overall methodology of how appraising is done hasn't changed very much. What has changed is the technology. The technology that we use compared to when I first started is 100% different. The way the report is prepared is so very different and so much faster than it ever has been. But there's far more data available at our fingertips because of the computer and the processing power that has. But it is also a complicated issue. So, but the biggest change, without a doubt, is technology.
That's great. That's great. And that just gives consumers and financial institutions and executors and trust officers and attorneys just better sense of what that fair market value is when you have more data, more up-to-date data to complete an appraisal, right?
Absolutely, yeah. The data is more comprehensive now than it was 10 years ago. There's pictures for us to look at. We can, as 10 years ago, we didn't have that ability to see the inside of the house We just had to rely on what we could judge from the outside, and now we can get the much broader picture of the overall condition and amenities of every house that we are including in the appraisal.
When an appraisal is done, obviously there's replacement costs, which is usually not an appraisal methodology, but isn't the cash flow that a property generates oftentimes used in an appraisal?
If it's an income-type property, absolutely. If you're renting the house out and we can show a history of income there, then we can definitely assign a value to the property based on its ability to generate cash.
Tell me what exactly, Matt, an appraiser does when they call you. What's the process? They call you on the phone and you set an appointment. And if you could just kind of guide us through what happens next.
Well, when I call up the homeowner or whoever my point of contact is, so I can arrange the inspection of the property, generally I'd like to have a short conversation about the property. And I'm going to ask you questions about updates to the home, possible maintenance, deferred maintenance on the home that we just would not know about until we come to the property. But I want to get a feel for your home before I arrive. So I know what kind of information to have with me, what kind of tools to have with me, and how to be best prepared to provide the best appraisal for you. And so this is just letting you know that there might be certain items in your home, such as carbon monoxide detectors, which in the state of California are mandatory. Okay, so generally I like to give the homeowner a point of contact, a call, and just have a short conversation with them about their home and find out if there's any deferred maintenance that we don't know about, or if there are some improvements that I wouldn't know about by just looking at county records. That way I'm best prepared to come out to the home and provide the best possible appraisal for you prior to me getting there.
That's a good idea. And so let's say if they replaced a roof or put in a new air conditioning unit, to kind of tell you that because it's more, you know, it's certainly going to have an important bearing on the valuation process if people made some, you know, expensive improvements or repairs recently, huh?
Yes, absolutely. A really popular thing that going up all over San Diego County these days is solar panels on people's roofs. And it's nice to know that you have those before I get out there, so then I have data handy to go look at the rest of the market area and find homes with solar panels.
Huh, that's very interesting. We're talking to Matt Raines, and Matt is the CEO of Raines Appraisal Group, and he is based in San Diego County, and he does appraisal work for all types of real estate. You can reach Matt directly at 877-522-8122, and you can visit his website at www.rains, that's RAINSGRP.com. Matt, what are some of the other things that appraisals do that, you know, kind of helps people feel comfortable and satisfied with a real estate transaction? Obviously, real estate is a big ticket item. And to deal with an experienced person, I think, is really very, very important. What should somebody look for when hiring an appraiser?
When hiring an appraiser, you want to make sure that the appraiser is local to your area. Having geographic competence is very, very important. If they don't understand your area, then it's going to be very difficult for them to provide a competent appraisal. Make sure that the appraiser that you're hiring is very familiar with your market area. You don't want them from another city. You would like them to be located in the city that you live in. And make sure that they have a lot of experience performing the type of appraisal that you need.
What would you say is the difference between maybe your appraisal services and some of your competitors?
Well, the appraisal services that we offer are very comprehensive, and we've been performing these kinds of appraisals for trusted institutions for many years, such as Sharp Hospital, which is a major hospital located in San Diego County. But we offer, I believe, a superior service just due to the quality and experience that we have. And I don't know that there is as many appraisers or many appraisers out there that can perform the appraisal as efficiently as we can and provide a quality, detailed, well-explained appraisal back to the client.
And so quick turnaround, detailed professional work is certainly something that separates you from the pack. Matt, how should people, how would you like people to contact you? Would you prefer they call you or email you? What's the best way?
Well, I like to make it easy for them. If the phone is what's more comfortable for them, that works great for me. And email is always a great way of making contact as well. I do not have a preference one way or another.
Okay, so they could call you at your number 877-522-8122, or they could drop you an email at matt@rainsgroup.com. That's M-A-T-T at Rainsgroup, RAINSGRP.com. Matt, thank you for being on our Business Interviews radio show. It's a pleasure to have you on our show, and I think people in the Riverside County, San Diego area should certainly look to you to provide quality appraisals. Matt does handle appraisals for all types of real estate and for all types of circumstances, whether it be a transaction or an appraisal that's based on maybe the date of death value that's required in an estate, or if it's under the circumstance of someone going through a divorce. So all these circumstances are areas that Matt can help you with. Matt, thank you for being part of our radio show.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
You've been listening to BusinessRadioInterviews.com with your show host, Brian French. Remember to download and share this episode on social media with your tribe. BusinessRadioInterviews.com.